Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. So as a general rule, I am reluctant to place blame. Most situations are too complex to assign responsibility to just one person, and even if you can, it really helps anything, or for that matter, helps you move ahead. But in this case, if I had to hold just one person responsible, it will be Julie Andrews. You know Julie Andrews, star of stage and screen. With her incredible vocal range and brilliantly sunny disposition, she brought numerous characters like Mary Poppins to life. But it was her performance in The Sound of Music that not only cemented her stardom, but has also completely shaped our imagination of today's biblical reading, Psalm 121, which we often refer to as our camp psalm. From the first shot until the last, The Sound of Music is filled with the hills and mountains of the Austrian Alps. And as we follow the story of Maria, the young nun in training who is sent to care for the seven children of distinguished Captain von Trapp, we are again and again reminded of God's providence. When God closes a door, he opens a window somewhere, Maria says at one point. And at another, she asks for God's direction for her life. Finally, at the climactic scene at the end of the film, the mother superior of Maria's abbey quotes Psalm 121 directly as she sends her and the children and Captain von Trapp into the Alps to escape the Nazis, saying, "Remember, I will lift my eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help." In part because of that film, this psalm has regularly been associated with the peace and the calm that mountains afford. Little wonder then that we connect this psalm so powerfully with Cathedral of the Pines. Each summer, nearly 2,000 kids have a chance to retreat into the hills above Lake Superior, to walk the trails of our beautiful 140-acre camp, to play softball, participate in Bible study and nightly devotions, to gather for meals together in the lodge, and to worship together in our idyllic chapel, and look across Lake Caribou to the white cross built at the foot of those beloved hills. Calm, contentment, community, and a sanctuary from the distractions and electronics and drama of childhood and adolescence. These are a few of the important gifts we give our kids when we send them to COP. Notice, though, that this beloved psalm actually begins with a question. It turns out the opening line is not the serene, "I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help," but rather, "I lift my eyes to the hills, from where will my help come?" Contrary to the Mother Superior's serene affirmation and Julie Andrews' luminous singing, biblical scholars, including one of my best friends and psalm scholar, Rolf Jacobson — I should clarify, Rolf bears no relation to the terrible boyfriend in the movie — biblical scholars have said that this psalm, that the first line of the psalm, is likely not a confident declaration of faith, but rather a confession of fear. Jerusalem, like COP, is surrounded by hills. But unlike the peaceful environs of the North Shore, the hills surrounding Jerusalem were often filled with bandits. And so those making a pilgrimage to the holy city, upon approaching those familiar hills, experienced a certain dread. "I lift my eyes to the hills, shoot, who will help me get through?" And it's in response to that moment of honest confession that the psalmist replies with this promise: "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." This reading, too, captures our hopes for our kids at camp. Because as beautiful as creation is, it does not save. As fun as our games and songs may be, They alone are not enough to sustain us. Even as idyllic as that chapel on the lake is, it may not always stand. Rather, what we hope to give our kids is the confidence that the God we learn about at chapel and in Bible study and in devos, the Lord whose praise we sing and whose help we ask for during open prayer, the faith we offer in and through the relationships we form at that camp, these are the things that will sustain us. So which is it, Julie Andrews or Rolf Jacobson? Fortunately, we do not have to choose. Whether you read this psalm through the lens of The Sound of Music or the latest biblical commentary, it has something so vital and important to share with us, and it captures complementary dimensions of our beloved camp. For indeed, we hope that our kids find a sense of calm and contentment and community at Cathedral of the Pines, offering them moments of shelter from the turbulence of growing up in this world. And we hope that they find a sense of courage and compassion and peace, the peace that passes all understanding, when they are immersed in the promise of that our God watches over us constantly, never slumbering or sleeping when it comes to our care, always attentive to our needs, always present in our lives. The psalm does not promise that life will not be hard or sometimes even painful, but rather promises that the God of Israel, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, will always be with us, even during the darkest of times. It is a good word for our kids to hear. And you know what? It's a good word for the rest of us to hear too. So which do you need just now? A greater sense of calm and contentment amid the distractions and worries and general busyness of the day, or the promise of God's presence and courage as you face the challenges that await you? Either way, this psalm has something for you. For I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. For the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Amen.